It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. David Bellavia, who you usually hear at this time, will join me in a half hour. But first, we are joined by Nassau County Executive and, hopefully, the next governor of New York, Bruce Blakeman. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Bruce. I hear you'll be in town right down the street from our studios tomorrow for the grand opening of the Erie County headquarters.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We've been traveling around quite a bit, and I haven't been in Erie County in about 3 or 4 weeks, so I'm anxious to get back there and open the headquarters, see a lot of good people.
Now, Bruce, I know we've talked about this before, but I got to circle back to it because it keeps on popping up in the news, and that is this bail reform. So I don't know if you've been focusing on the primary for the 61st Senate District, the incumbent and his challenger in the Democrat side. I asked both of them over the weekend about bail reform and should it be revisited? Obviously, both said no. But we had this example in Buffalo where one of the deputy mayors was held up at knife point, was held up with a knife by a convicted murderer. He gets arrested and charged with criminal possession of a weapon and released on an appearance ticket. Bruce, he's a convicted murderer.
Well, that's the insanity that's going on throughout the state of New York now. Kathy Hochul is the most pro-criminal governor in the United States of America. Cashless bail, Raise the Age, the HALT Act, and now an assault on local cooperation with ICE. In my county, we got 2,000 illegal migrants out with criminal records, from attempted murder to rape to robbery to burglary, carjacking, drug dealing, gang activity. Now, where does Kathy Hochul and Adrian Adams want me to put these 2,000 people back in New York State? They're not coming in my county. And I don't know any county that would probably want him back except maybe Zoran the Commie Mamdani.
Oh, my. You bring up Mamdani. Did you see that article? I think it was in the New York Times. It says Mamdani, his first year, he evened out the budget. No, he didn't. He got a bailout from Kathy Hochul.
Kathy Hochul gave New York City over $5.5 billion of our taxpayer money, without any control, without any strings attached, with any requirement to cut spending. The budget of the city of New York is higher than the whole state of Florida. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And Kathy Hochul spending over $8 billion of our taxpayer money on illegal migrants who've been here for 15 minutes. They're not New Yorkers. They're not Americans. And they haven't contributed anything to society, but they get free transportation, free food, free housing, and a free cell phone. That is just wrong. It's insane. And it ends when I become governor.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, you look at this budget and just how much it has bloated just over the last 10 years. You know, I've been working at the station for 16, but I've been on the air for the last 8. And what this budget has turned into over the last 8 years, and every time we're given one number, and miraculously 2 months later, Bruce, it's $10 billion higher than the first insane number we were sold. And then you look at all these other states where they don't have income tax. You have one state that's trying to get rid of property tax, and they still have, and they're doing just fine with a lesser budget, and they're getting an influx of people as we're getting an exodus of people.
We are the highest tax state in the United States of America. That's why people are leaving. We're the most overregulated state in the United States of America. That's why businesses are leaving and taking valuable jobs with them. Our electric rates are 70% higher, 70% higher than the national average because of the green energy scam. And that's why people are leaving our state. We need to restore sanity in our fiscal budgeting. We need to use restraint. We need it to cut out fraud, waste, and abuse in our budget. On day one, I will end our state being a sanctuary state. We will no longer spend billions of dollars of taxpayer money on people who aren't New Yorkers. I will put New Yorkers first. We will cut taxes. I will cut your utility bills in half. We will create jobs and prosperity. And this will be a great place to live once again. when we make it safer by having safer communities and supporting law enforcement rather than defunding the police, letting prisoners out, making prisons run more by prisoners than they are by corrections officers. It's crazy in New York State. It ends when I become governor.
You know, Bruce, something I've talked a lot about here is, you know, the business lost during COVID. And 6 years later, you look at downtown Buffalo, still reeling from COVID. But you talk to business owners, and not only were they reeling from COVID, then you get Kathy Hochul, who wants to continue raising the minimum wage. And it's something that I have talked so much about. You know, a lot of these businesses depend on part-time work. You know, when I was in high school, I was making pizzas for $7.25 an hour. Heck, that extra $100 a week on the weekends was pretty nice. And now these businesses have to pay $16, $17 to a high schooler who's working 5 or 10 hours. And it's really handcuffing these businesses that really can't raise their prices much more.
Well, businesses are smart, and they're going to find a way around workers, and then there'll be no jobs. It's counterintuitive. First of all, we can't pay $40 for a hamburger. And by increasing the minimum wage so high without any sense of proportion, it has put a lock on small businesses who really need to recover, as you said, after COVID. But more importantly than COVID, we need to recover from Kathy Hochul. 4 years and we're number 41 out of 50 states in economic development. I mean, that's just a disaster for the once great empire state. It's an embarrassment. And we need to bring good jobs here, create prosperity, put more money in people's pockets. That's how you make it more affordable, by creating better jobs and not doing it artificially by having government mandate it, by bringing in businesses and working together with government as partners to create jobs. That's what I'm going to do. And when you talk about Buffalo and Rochester and Syracuse and Binghamton, I could go to Utica, Rome. I was in Olean the other day. These downtown areas are suffering because we're not investing in New York. We're investing in illegal migrants. I want to invest in downtown areas in Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Rome, Binghamton, and little cities like Olean. Bring them back to prosperity, repopulate them, make for vibrant economies there. But it starts with public safety. We've got to make sure these cities are safe. We've got to give them the tools necessary to be able to keep them safe. And one of those is completely overhauling cashless bail and all the other pro-criminal policies of Kathy Hochul.
Bruce, George Pataki saved us from another term of Cuomo, and I know I speak for a lot of our listeners when I say we're hoping you can save us from another term of Hochul.
Well, we're going to do it. We're going to win because everybody in New York is miserable under Kathy Hochul. And now that she's aligned herself with Zohran Mamdani, who is completely un-American in all of his values and principles, he will destroy the city of New York, which will hurt everybody in New York State. I won't let that happen when I become governor. We will rebuild this state. It will be a safer state. It will be a more affordable state. It will be a vibrant state where our kids and our grandkids are going to want to stay.
Bruce Blakeman, he is running for governor under the GOP, and he's opening the Erie County headquarters at 720 Maple Road. That's right down the street from our studios. Doors open at 2, ribbon cutting at 2:30. Bruce, always enjoy talking to you and look forward to talking to you many more times in the coming months.
God bless, Joe. Thanks a lot.
That is Nassau County executive and Republican candidate for Governor Bruce Blakeman joining us. And